612 ABC Brisbane on AM, on digital satellite television and online around the world. Madonna King is here. She's on the radio after 8:30. Hello, Madonna.
Good morning.
Do I win a prize? Because I think I might have our first overseas listener on the phone. Katie is listening to us in Houston, Texas. Why did I put an English accent on suddenly? G'day, Katie.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, we're well.
An American accent, too.
Gee whiz.
An expat,
a real American.
An American listening to 612 ABC Brisbane, Katie.
My friend from Patty Cam sent me the link and told me to look at y'all and then send y'all an email, and so I did.
Yay. See, thanks to Patty Beecham, who has her network of Patty Cam watchers around the world. It's a sort of online community, isn't it, that Patty runs?
Right. I've known her for, I guess, 6 or 7 years now from online.
Okay. Have you ever been here?
I have, actually.
How long ago?
International basketball in New South Wales and in Victoria.
Right. Have you been to Brisbane?
I have not.
Okay.
Katie, you missed the best place. You'll have to come back.
Oh, I know. I miss my Milo.
Is that what you miss about Australia?
Yes.
That's funny. You can't get Milo anywhere in Houston, huh?
No, you can't.
Tell me, how clearly are we coming through your computer? I'm interested to know. This is just the second day that we've been doing this streaming thing. Is it coming through loud and clear?
It is. It's coming through great.
Oh, that's marvelous.
And you live in Houston, Katie. You don't work for NASA, do you?
No, I don't.
Ah.
Just up the road from you, though.
Correct. Probably 10 minutes from my house.
What time of day is it there, Katie?
It is almost 3 o'clock.
In the afternoon, that would be.
Correct.
Okay. And what's the...
They're fixing to get out of school.
Sorry?
The kids are fixing to get out of school.
Ah, so you've got to go and pick them up.
Yes.
Okay.
Mom, you know, requires me to take care of them.
What's the what's the weather like there at the moment?
Well, it's actually very hot for October. I was looking it up and I was trying to do a comparison. It's about 37 Celsius.
Woo!
Yeah. Can we do that again?
We consider that really hot, Katie.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be sort of 28 here today, as you may well have heard me say earlier if you've been listening. But getting up to 40 in Western Queensland, so fairly similar, 37 degrees. Is it a humid heat or a dry heat?
Humid,
oh,
very humid.
Yeah.
It's about 95% humidity.
Oh, you'd feel at home here. You'd feel very much at home here. Oh, well, it's great to hear from you, Katie. Can we get your address? I'll get Magellan to get your address, and I'll send you a spencil. And I'm not going to tell you what it is until you can just get it in the mail, and then you'll know what a spencil is. This might be the very first spencil we've ever sent overseas.
Yes, I'm just wondering about its international appeal. Lovely to talk to you, Katie.
Oh, it was nice to talk to y'all. Y'all have a great day.
You
okay,
too.
Bye. Bye, y'all. Katie from Houston in Texas.
Oh, that international appeal of the spencil.
Oh, it's about to, the word is about to spread far and wide.
We
about
could
the
send
spencil.
It to countries. Is there the first person in Europe? We need to send a spencil to somewhere
in
Europe too, don't we?
Because the spencil has, you know, yesterday I was in Alcester speaking to a Probus club, and again I was mobbed. Mobbed I was for the spencil. Not for my body or my brain, but for the spencil.
I'm not
saying anything. And now it's going to go global.